This is Radio Dog Dogs. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. I'm your host, Jim Z. Thanks so much for tuning in. Well, in this episode, we're going to have some interviews coming to you from Times Square, New York City. That's right. If you didn't already see on Facebook, social media, and all over the place, some Doc Dogs dogs were jumping big with Blue Buffalo in Times Square right there on Broadway in New York City, and it was such an exciting time. So I got a couple interviews coming up from that for you. But before we get into that, I want to talk to you about something else that's going on pretty cool in the world of Doc Dogs. And this is concerning our friend Tom Dropic and his rescue dog Remy. Tom pointed out, and it's something that I hadn't noticed, but I don't check all the rankings and things like that as often as Tom probably does and a few of you others out there, but it is an interesting fact that Remy is ranked number one in the world in speed retrieve for 5 straight years. How cool is that, right? Great job, Tom and Remy. That is a wonderful stat. First, of course, Remy being a rescue. So that in itself is a record. No other dog in any discipline has held the number one spot for 5 straight years. So there's some Doc Dogs history going on here. Folks, how long will this go? And also, all of his scores, all of Remy's scores have been under 5 seconds. All 5 years, the ranking scores have been under 5 seconds. That is amazing. Congratulations to Tom and Remy. That is a great statistic. Some Doc Dogs world history going on right now and still continuing. So that's something to be very proud of and something that really needs to be recognized. So when you see Tom, tell him congratulations. Pat Remy on the head. Those guys are doing fantastic. Great, great, fantastic speed retrieve team. Congratulations to them. All right, we're going to get into the show here in a little bit. But first, let's take care of a little business and we'll be back right after this message.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zoox dog treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zoox dog treats. Fuel the love.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
All right, we're back. Let's find out what's going on in the world of events in Doc Dogs this coming weekend. Well, one of the big ones, one of your roads to worlds, it's the Northeast Regional Championships in Millerton, New York. Check-in is this Thursday, July 30th. That's tomorrow. So you want to make sure you get checked in time there. And of course, all of the Doc Dogs disciplines are going to be played out there according to your titles. That is a event where you must have a title to attend, and you must have by now already pre-registered for everything there in Millerton, New York. It's going to be a great time. Should be a really fun event. I saw the Canadian Regionals took place last weekend. Looks like everyone had a fantastic time up there. Some dogs getting qualified for the World Championships to take place in Dubuque this November. And it looks like, for the most part, the weather held out pretty good for them, too. At whatever the case, looks like they had a good time. So that is the Northeast Regional Championships in Millerton, New York, starting Thursday, tomorrow. Also, coming up this weekend and events-wise, brought to you by Blue Buffalo and the Doc Dogs Northern Stars. That's one of your Doc Dogs affiliate clubs around the world. It is the Chippewa County Fair, Friday, July 31st through Sunday, August 2nd. And that is in Montevideo, Minnesota. Also coming up this weekend, in Fargo, North Dakota, it's the Shields Outdoor Expo on July 31st and Saturday, August 1st. I'm already back a month. See that? Time is flying by. That once again, this is Shields Outdoor Expo. That is a Doc Dogs worldwide event in Fargo, North Dakota. Also coming up and brought to you by Blue Buffalo in Chicago, Illinois, Edgefest. That is a Saturday and Sunday event, Saturday, August 1st, Sunday, August 2nd, Edgefest in Chicago, Illinois. And also, not this weekend, but since it starts early next week on Tuesday, it looks like, in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, it is the Winnebago County Fair, and that is a wild card event, which means that also is going to be one of your roads to worlds if you make the cut in those big jumps in your divisions there for big air, speed retrieve, extreme vertical, iron dog. The Winnebago County Fair in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. That's what's going on this weekend in the world of Doc Dogs. What went in last week was, of course, the Times Square event there. Blue Buffalo went public with their stock, and it was a big giant to-do. Very excited. I personally want to thank Doc Dogs and Blue Buffalo for my own personal experience that I got to have there. I got to take some pictures, do a lot of video, and, of course, get some of these interviews here for Radio Doc Dogs. But what a fabulous company Blue Buffalo is, from what I learned just in a day. People there are just so nice. It's very family-oriented. Everybody is so friendly. Of course they love dogs, so there can't be anything wrong with someone that loves dogs, right? And they didn't hold back at all. They just... The whole Times Square side there, I'm sure you've seen pictures or maybe some video, lit up Blue Buffalo. The whole section there on Broadway where they actually closed off Broadway, if you haven't been to Times Square in a while, they're closing off sections of Broadway there where Broadway and 7th cross, and it's basically becoming a pedestrian mall. It's just 7th Street that goes right through Times Square anymore instead of having all that crossing and that traffic. So it kind of opens up things for like what we did last Wednesday with Blue Buffalo, but it's pretty cool to be right there in the heart of the Big Apple. Just amazing, an experience I will never forget, I know that, and I really want to thank everyone at Blue Buffalo and Doc Dogs for my own personal experience, and I know I'm not the only one because the rest of the folks and teams that were there, they had a great time too, and they're going to remember that forever as well, so just a thank you there, and man, that was impressive, I just got to say, I can't say enough about it. So I got some interviews from some folks, I even got a few people randomly, a couple of them that were just in the crowd that I reached out to, and one gentleman had his dog there, was just walking through. Another young lady came down from the office building to see what all the hubbub was about. I had the pleasure of speaking with Dave Petrie, the Vice President of Marketing from Blue Buffalo, and talked to him a bit about what an exciting, huge event and day it was for Blue Buffalo. And of course, I spoke with some of the folks there, the teams jumping their dogs that came all the way into New York City. And how could I not talk with them? I'm sure they were just as excited, if not more, than I was to be there. So here we go. Here are some interviews from Times Square, New York City, Doc Dogs, and Blue Buffalo.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I'm with Dave Petrie. You're the Vice President of Marketing of Blue Buffalo.
Yep.
Huge day for Blue Buffalo, right?
Absolutely huge. One of the biggest days in the history of our company. Not the biggest day.
That is awesome. Tell us a little bit more about it. How did your day start out? How did it go?
I tell you, it's been a long time coming. We've been at this since 2002, 2003. And for us to, you know, be listed on NASDAQ today,
yes.
What we call our initial buff offering, I got to tell you, it's been incredible.
That is so cool. Congratulations to you and
Blue
Buffalo. What do you think of this here in Times Square and Doc Dogs together here and everything? What do you think of this whole big deal?
I tell you, we had a mission to come here and take over Times Square.
And we did.
And I tell you, the biggest hit of this whole thing is the whole Doc Dog setup. The crowd is loving it. All of our employees are loving it. I mean, we're in the middle of Times Square with a giant pool and dogs jumping in the pool. It doesn't get any better than that.
That is fantastic. And on top of that, Blue Buffalo pasted on the size of these buildings. I don't know how high that is. All over the place.
Yeah, we've been all over Times Square with NASDAQ, and I tell you, it's been fun.
That is so great. That is so great. How are you liking the relationship between Doc Dogs and Blue Buffalo?
Love it. You know, this is our first year full title sponsorship with Doc Dogs and the Rigs. And it's been fantastic, hitting some great events, talking to our consumers, both old and new consumers, which has been great. But we love traveling the country with you guys and putting on a great show.
That is fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Dave, for your time. I know you have a huge day still to go, and I really appreciate you taking some time.
Absolutely. Thank you guys as well.
All right, Times Square, New York City, and Jesse Dalton. Jesse, last time I think I talked with you, we were in a big open field, rolling hills in Tennessee. This is very different.
Yeah, this is a lot different. It's pretty cool. It's the first time I've ever done Dock Dogs in the city. I think it's the first time it's probably ever been here, too. So
That is so awesome. So we're out here doing some demos and everything like that. You've got, how many dogs did you bring this week?
Five.
And we know Tahoe, and who do you have with you?
So we got Tahoe, Abby, Molly, Beckett, and Delaney.
Yeah, awesome. And how's everybody doing? They having fun? I mean, it is demos here for Blue Buffalo and their summer event here, their big celebration. And what did you think of when Blue Buffalo stuff was everywhere on Times Square?
Oh, this is awesome. This is probably one of the coolest things I've ever seen. They definitely did a really great job, and it's a blast being here to support them.
Yeah, it is so cool. So and you're having fun, I hope?
Oh, yeah, having a blast. The dogs are loving it, and I'm loving it.
That's great. Well, thanks, Jesse. Next time, we'll have to find you in a suburb somewhere, maybe, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Radio Doc Dogs, Times Square, New York City. I'm with Sharon Lynch, who is here jumping her dogs.
Yay!
Hi, Sharon.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You're in New York City. You're in Times Square.
Yep. It's pretty amazing.
Playing Doc Dogs.
It's
playing with your dog.
It's pretty amazing.
Isn't that cool?
It couldn't get much better than this.
That is so cool.
So cool.
So really, what are you thinking? I mean, what do you think of all of this?
This is just so amazing. The crowds are huge. The crowds are screaming and yelling and cheering for everybody. It can't get much better than this. The dogs are loving it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. And then Blue Buffalo, did you see it earlier today? It was pasted everywhere, like on every building around us?
Everywhere you look, there's Blue Buffalo. We just went to Bryant Park with the dogs. There's Blue Buffalo everywhere there, too. Everywhere you look, Blue Buffalo.
Yeah.
Different ads. It's amazing.
Yeah, they're having a huge day. So overall, for the demos, what do you think? Your dog's getting some big cheers?
Maisie's doing great. She's loving it. Everybody's loving it. Our older dog Emma's jumping. She's a legend dog. She's loving her 3-foot, 4-foot, 5-foot jumps. She loves the cheers. Everybody loves her. It's great.
Yeah, they don't care how far they're jumping.
Nope.
They're just having a good time watching it.
Yep.
Yeah, the audience is great.
Yep.
Are you doing all three disciplines with somebody?
Yep, Maisie's doing all three. She's done speed retrieve a couple times. She's done big air a couple times. She tried EV, but with all the lights in Times Square, it's a little distracting.
Yeah.
So
well, even I was trying to aim up there on the bumper with the camera, and from a distance, man, it just blends into everything that's in the background.
All you can see is all the cameras and the
and the buildings and everything. Right, exactly, exactly. But hey, they're doing a good job still.
Yep.
And Maisie's they're troopers.
Maisie's loving it, so. Yep.
All right, Karen, well, thanks very much. Appreciate it, and enjoy the rest of the day.
No problem. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Radio Doc Dogs, Times Square, New York City. I've just kind of grabbed the gentleman here who has a beautiful, good-looking chocolate lab here in the audience. He's walking. Sir, your name?
Kurt Dixon.
Kurt, how are you?
I'm doing great. He's loving it. This was a nice surprise for him today.
Well, this is pretty cool. You said you brought him down here to kind of get him experience with the crowd and the noises and everything, just kind of getting him used to those things.
Yeah, he's a little bit shy, and I think bringing him down here gets him used to people. He's getting a lot better about letting people pet him and stuff.
That's great. His name's Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What do you think about the Doc Dogs competition you're seeing here? You ever seen this before?
I've seen it on TV, but I've never actually seen it live.
Yeah, what do you think?
I love it. I'd love to get him up there. He would be really good at it. He loves the water.
Well, chocolate lab like that, you know, they're born for those kind of things. So you can definitely look into that. There's local clubs all over.
Yeah,
Bubba?
He's trying to talk to you, too.
Yeah, he is. I know I've been talking to you here, so you haven't seen Extreme Vertical yet, but the high jump, you saw the long jump and the swim. Any of those your favorite?
I love when they, you can see the dog's anticipation, and they want to go so bad, and then when they take off, it's like a gun out of a bullet.
Yes, it is. Well, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. It was nice talking with you here in Times Square.
All right, nice talking to you. Thanks.
All right, Radio Doc Dogs, Times Square, New York City, and I have found another person in the crowd here. We just kind of grabbed this lady here. Your name, please?
My name's Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. Where are you from?
I'm from New York.
All right.
Are you from here in the city?
I am.
All right, fantastic. So you came down here to the Blue Buffalo event, their summer event here, and you just watched the Doc Dogs demonstration. What did you think of that? Have you ever seen it before?
I have never seen it before. I actually work right here.
Oh,
so
really?
I saw it on like the 32nd floor of a building.
Oh, how cool.
And I wanted to see what was going on. Large crowds here all day so far.
Yeah.
Interesting spin. Mm-hmm. For marketing purposes.
Yes.
But like I work in an office right here, and I think this has garnered some of the most attention, to be honest.
That's awesome. That's great to hear.
It is great to hear. Everyone loves dogs. If you don't love dogs, like there's something probably wrong with you.
Our whole Doc Dogs family knows that.
But it's like interesting, interesting way to get people to really take part and like to know about the brand, because I didn't know about the brand before.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, that's great. It's getting the word out.
Yeah.
What did you think about the competition? Did you see all three different disciplines?
I did.
Okay.
I thought Molly was the best.
Okay.
I did think Molly is also my favorite out of all the dogs. There are some other ones like this guy right here, but I'm not sure.
Oh yeah.
He's probably a tough guy.
No, he's a sweetheart.
Really?
And I'll take you around when we're done here if you want to go see Molly too.
Okay, yeah, I'd love to see Molly. But very, very cute dogs.
Yeah, they have such a great time.
Yeah.
May, thank you very much for your time. It's great and that you came out here, you got to see this, and now you know more about Blue Buffalo and Doc Dogs.
Yeah, I do.
So,
thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, how great was that? Just getting some people talking there from the crowd. Came down to check it out and see what was going on there in the Blue Buffalo Broadway section right there in Times Square, New York City. I still can't say that enough. It was so cool. What an adrenaline rush. I hope that everyone gets an experience. Or just, you know, if you like that kind of stuff, you got to get into New York City and the Times Square if you haven't been there in a while. I hadn't been for a while, and it was great. And, you know, the dogs, they did fine. They acclimated. You know, there's so much traffic and people and everything, but my dogs did great. They handled it fantastically. They were tired out and happy puppies by the end of the day. So thanks again, everyone, for your interviews. I appreciate it. Congratulations once again to Blue Buffalo. That was huge, and it was a huge success what you did there in Times Square. There's no doubt about that, and I'm really looking forward to Blue Buffalo's continued relationship with Doc Dogs, as they seem like a great fit together. Everything's working out so fine, so fun, and I can't wait to meet with some of those folks from Blue Buffalo again, as well as some of the competitors that were there in Times Square who I got to meet for the first time and get to know a little bit better. Well, that's it for this episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks again for tuning in. Once again, I'm your host, Jim Z. Whatever you're doing this weekend, events all the way across the country, so I hope you have a great time. Of course, jump big, have fun, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2015.
Radio Doc Dogs.